The fate of Adri Edmo, a transgender inmate at the Idaho State Prison, is expected to be decided by a federal appeals court at any moment. When Edmo's requests for sexual reassignment surgery were continually denied by the Idaho State Department of Correction, she unsuccessfully attempted self-castration, requiring her to be hospitalized. Edmo's case eventually went to federal court, where a U.S. District Court judge agreed that Edmo should be afforded sexual reassignment surgery. But IDOC appealed to the Ninth Circuit, where a ruling could be handed down anytime. The complex case of Adri Edmo is the subject of a new podcast produced by Boise State Public Radio and the Mountain West News Bureau. The podcast is called Locked, and Weekend Edition host George Prentice sat down with two members of the Locked investigation team, Amanda Peacher of the Mountain West News Bureau and Frankie Barnhill of Boise State Public Radio, to talk about what listeners can expect in episodes of the podcast.
At any given time, there's a long list of stories that I'm certain that you want to explore in long-form pieces. Take me back to the germ of the idea of why you wanted to take a dive into this story in particular.
Well, for me, it came down to hearing about the story shortly after I came back from maternity leave.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, so that was in January. Governor Little made the announcement that he wanted to appeal the case. And I was like, wait, what? Who is this person? How come I haven't heard about this? And oh, my goodness, this is fascinating. And so immediately my interest was piqued because this seemed like a very important story that few people were reporting about. I learned later that the attorneys, Edmo's attorneys, had been careful not to get the story out very broadly because they didn't know how the U.S. district judge is going to rule. And so there wasn't publicity about this in advance of the hearing before the district judge here in Idaho. I just started looking into it, and I learned more about Adri Edmo, and she's a fascinating person, frankly. I learned more about the potential precedents of this case, and that was interesting. And I just started diving in with records requests and research into it, and I couldn't stop.
Why a podcast?
I can speak to that. Yeah. Podcasts have kind of this amazing ability to take people very deep into a character and to a complicated topic that I think, reading it, you can definitely see the trajectory of someone's story. But I think hearing the emotion, we work in audio, so we feel very confidently about that. But podcasts specifically have become this medium where, people can consume it and they want more. They want to understand multiple sides of an issue. Amanda approached myself and our digital content coordinator, Lacey Daly, about, hey, there's this story. Could it be a podcast? And Lacey and I looked at each other and said, yes.
I want to say I was like, hey, I'm deep in this story and I'm nerding out about it. And it was kind of the other way around. Frankie and Lacey were like, this is a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I hadn't conceptualized it in that way. But they had the smart brains to understand that this is a big story and it could work that like that.
I know a little bit about this story, and I know enough to know that it's extremely delicate and often gruesome. When you dive into this story, you're finding this out and how to explore that by being as specific as possible. But yet you are negotiating this very small space of being appropriate.
The way that we have talked about this is to be extremely factual, mm-hmm. Of course, but to not include any language that is more dramatic than what happens. So when we're talking about Adri Edmo's self-castration attempts, mm-hmm. we just use the words that we know based on the medical records and based on her own accounts. So that language is stark, and it should be. It was a very stark act.
Yes, it's a good story. Yes, podcast is a fascinating platform and affords all kinds of possibilities to explore different avenues. But can you talk a little bit more about the bigger, why are you doing this? Why is this important? Where might this plug into our lives?
Well, I think for the average person, if you've never met someone who is transgender or you've never had a family member or friend go to prison, you don't have a lot of reason to dig into these issues. But they are important and crucial issues. We are at a pivotal moment in terms of transgender rights, and we're at a really important moment considering the criminal justice system. So I think with a compelling story through character and through telling this story in this moment in time, we can dig into some issues that a lot of people frankly, unafraid or don't necessarily care to look at, but we need to.
I would just add that, this story is led by Amanda, an investigative reporter. She's got investigative bones in her body. And with a team around her, we've decided that this is a topic. Yes, we could, there are many topics, as you mentioned, that we could dive deeply on. But this one, because of the timeliness of it, because of all those issues that Amanda mentioned, it's something that Boise State Public Radio wants to do more, is these deep dives and to take a moment and say, nobody's really talking about this. I mean, yes, there's some copy, the AP's covering it, but nobody's going to do it the way that we've decided to do it. And we see that as something that's, a duty to our listeners, also an opportunity to bring folks into the world of podcasting who might not necessarily think about podcasting. And maybe there's some folks who haven't, ever listened to a podcast. So we are trying to see if our broadcast audience would be interested in this kind of deep dive reporting. It is unusual for us. This is fairly new, and we're really excited about it.
So we'll be anxious to hear Locked, the podcast. Amanda Peacher, Frankie Barnhill, thank you.
Thanks, George.
Locked is coming soon by Boise State Public Radio and the Mountain West News Bureau. You can subscribe to the podcast right now. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That way you'll be set to go when we start releasing episodes. And a reminder, when the podcast does drop, you can always listen at boisestatepublicradio.org.